Welcome to the post-pod sift spoil. We are going to go over all the hanging threads, romances, jokes, Easter eggs, cameos, deaths, resurrections, and post-credit sequences.
They all die.
From Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Andrew, you have requested this space to rant about stuff that happens towards the end of GOT G3, so go.
Yeah, so I cannot take one more movie where the heroes kill countless minions, but when it finally comes time to get the big bad, they spare them out of some instant moral compass. Here's why it's especially stupid here. The High Evolutionary treated Rocket and his friends like they weren't worth the breath that they took. You know? That's what made him so evil. Well, the Guardians kill so many of his minions who I gotta remind you guys, actually tried to overthrow him and throw a coup against the High Evolutionary, you know? But when it comes time for them to kill the truly one evil person, they spare him and it makes no sense. Also, we don't see the High Evolutionary die, so what happens to him? Do we assume that he died when the plane or the ship crashed, or
I don't think
that's the point. But I think that's what you're upset about, is that that's not the point. But I think the point of the movie
was a tangent on the very end. Like, did we see him die?
Oh.
They want to
bring
him
back. Who knows?
Yeah, they might.
My comment on that complaint is, as a card-carrying, well, not technically, pacifist, I'm with you that violence is not the answer. So I'm, you know, whatever, mowing down minions never does it for me. But the letting him live at the end, I think, is a really powerful way to say that Rocket is better than him.
So he had to kill thousands of minions just to tell him that he was better than him?
He couldn't
email him?
Those people were just like kind of in the way, and it was like not really thinking
about it. Yeah, they were killing thousands of minions to save their friends' lives. That's why they were doing that. They weren't killing thousands of minions to get to the High Evolutionary.
It wasn't in the same like position, you know. It was like he was already down, you know. It was just if he killed them.
They were trying to save their friends' lives, then they were trying to save the kids' lives, and then they were trying to save the animals' lives. And that was, you know, their whole thing.
And also, the ones who did stand up to the bad guy, they all died anyways. He killed them. So
yeah.
So technically, the ones who tried to go over, they weren't the ones that killed the Guardians.
But you're never going to get an argument out of me that they should kill less people.
I was saying that they should have killed the High Evolutionary. No, well, honestly, that's what I was saying.
Then you will get it. Yeah,
that's what I was saying. Like, Aaron, I don't think you understand why. I don't think you're supposed to be agreeing with
you really think
here.
It's a better movie if Rocket kills him there?
Yeah. Well, not a better movie. I'm just saying it's a...
I think it ruins the movie. I think
it would ruin it.
I thought it
was more... It made more sense that he wouldn't. Because, it shows he was better than him.
Yeah.
And he was already
it was his choice. And it was his choice. It was nobody else's choice.
Yeah.
It was his choice.
Yeah. And he was like... He was down. Sometimes letting him live is worse of a punishment, too. Because it's like, I win, guys, bye.
To the pain.
Yeah, but then letting him live, he can continue to do that to other things.
That's his choice. That's on him.
No, now it's on Rocket.
No, it's not.
He lets him live.
No, I can have a philosophical discussion with you about this. It is not on the person who spares somebody what the other person's actions are.
I'm not going to open up this can of worms. I'm not going to open that one up.
Well, maybe he left. Maybe I think the hope is that with everything that happened and what Rocket says in the end and everything, is that maybe the guy thinks about it later and doesn't try to do it. You never know. He spared his life. Maybe he thought about it. It's left open ended. I think that it's such an easy thing to kill the bad guy always in the end. Like, I don't feel like we have to always kill the bad guys.
No, I totally agree with that. I don't want you to think that I'm, you know, the killmonger just trying to erase everybody from existence just because it's easier that way. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm just trying to say in this instance, I think that if it was me in that situation, I don't think you guys would have appreciated the choice I would have made.
You're probably correct. All right, next one.
Yeah. This is a comic book-y thing, but it does deal with Adam Warlock. He has a stone in his head. Did you guys notice that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. You know what that is?
Nope.
That's the Soul Stone. You know, that thing that got blown up that doesn't exist anymore?
You're saying in this movie, somebody said it was the Soul Stone? Or you're saying you know that because in the comic books, it's the Soul Stone?
In the comic books, it has to be the Soul Stone. That's his soul.
Okay. I don't... This movie never indicates that, right? Like,
I know, but I'm just saying, like, there has to be some... It's a very comic booky person thing to complain about, but at the same time,
okay,
I can't look at this and go, but that's the Soul Stone that it shouldn't exist.
I mean, maybe
anymore.
Something else in this universe.
I mean, couldn't it just
sure,
be the
just
stone?
don't put the stone in his head. That's all I'm saying. don't make me have
well,
to.
Well, then the comic book fans are going like, well, that's not Adam Warlock because he has a stone in his head.
Yeah. All right, fine. There is no win here.
No, there really isn't. That's I think more and more movies are learning there is no win.
Yeah. Was the Coochie or the Kuza Marai, whatever that thing from Star Trek is? What is it?
Did you just say the Coochie Marai?
The Coochie. What is it? What's it called?
I have no idea.
I don't know
what you're talking about.
There's this thing in Star Trek is supposed to be the unwinnable game that they have to.
The Maru?
The Kobayashi Maru. Yeah, the. Yeah,
I that unwinnable contest in Star Trek, the Coochie Maru.
I got close. Give me credit. Are you just laughing at the fact that I said Coochie?
Yes, That is exactly what we're laughing at.
Okay.
I feel like you're so far these. Now I know you have more, but so far these complaints are like stretching for me. They're like, all right, okay.
Well, hey, I can't just say what I think is a generalized complaint. I have to tell people. If I say I didn't like this movie, I have to let you know why I didn't like this movie. I can't just go, trust me.
All right.
No,
you know,
for
I have
sure.
To.
And I, all right. And I respect
What's next?
That.
What's next?
I respect because I can't stand when people say I didn't like something and
they
say,
get specific. Let's do it.
Yeah.
What's next?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this one isn't spoilerish, but kind of I didn't want to get into it. I just think there's a lot of gross in this movie, especially with that planet, you know, where everybody is wearing like living bio.
Yeah. Biology freaks you out. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
you're probably not alone on that.
And then there is the whole, you know, animal body horror element of it that.
That was creepy. That was very
disturbing.
Creepy.
That's
it was
dark.
Very,
yeah,
disturbing.
Very disturbing. So, intentionally so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Again, it's one of those things like I get that it's intent. Well, it's the body horror for the animals. I can understand because that's what Rocket, you know, that's his whole backstory.
Mm-hmm.
But like with this planet, like or not planet, but facility that's like a living thing, is like it just seems like it's gross for gross's sake and it just didn't work for me.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
That's it.
For you know, I can see other people probably.
What was the other thing? What was on the newspaper? What did you want to say about the newspaper?
Oh, so it's indicating the Skrull invasion, which now that I'm saying is spoilers for a future movie, and I shouldn't have said that, so I'm sorry.
I think that's been in old Marvel movies too. I don't know that's huge. Like the Skrull thing is not new.
But that's what Secret Wars is. Secret Wars is pretty much. Unbeknownst to us, there's been a movie happening in the background of every Marvel movie that we've seen.
I think my point still stands, even if you read like that Secret Wars is coming. Like we know Secret Wars is coming. Like if you're gonna read that in the newspaper, you already know that that's coming. Like that last scene just seems so pointless to me. I was just like, what are we even doing here?
I guess that's fair. That's fair. I didn't think of it that way.
Back. I didn't know Peter was coming.
That's
back.
True.
So that was. I thought for sure Chris Pratt was done. So when they said.
Star Lord will return or whatever.
Yeah.
So I was like, whoa.
I guess another spoiler thing is we see young Phi Lavelle, who was the young little girl who joined Rocket and the new Guardians. I guess we could talk about that. That was the other post-credit scene is that there is a new Guardians group out there. I don't know if we're going to get a show with them or if it's just going to be Ravagers.
I thought it was pretty cool. I like those characters. But yeah, I don't know that we'll ever see them again.
Phi Lavelle, in the comic books, marries Drax's daughter. So I'm going to be interested to see how that whole thing works out there.
Drax's daughter's not dead?
See, that's what I thought was kind of interesting. Well, it could just be that... it could just be... What was it? We're just throwing in a character. Here's Phi Lavelle. Not saying that she has to be... that means that Drax's daughter's coming back.
Mm.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Cosmo was great, too.
Cosmo she was great.
A good dog.
Maria Bakalova, man. She's killing it.
Yeah, that bad dog, good dog stuff was awesome. I loved that so much.
So funny. I really liked, God, is that James Gunn's brother? What is he?
Sean Gunn's brother.
Yeah, I liked that whole thing, their relationship, Cosmo and him.
Yep. Well, there you go. There's some spoilerish talk for you about Guardians.
I don't want this whole spoiler talk just to be me throwing.
I didn't need anything else to say. Okay, I mean, you had because
I honestly liked the movie, so there's nothing really for me to complain about to spoil.
Well, not complain, but anything you wanted to talk about in spoilers. Now,
I mean, the raccoon stuff was interesting. Like, don't call me a raccoon, and then embracing that he's a raccoon at the end, I thought was really really powerful. And
ending of this movie's great.
The raccoons was really, really powerful. So yeah. Peter Quill screaming over Rocket dying was
insanely powerful. I just was bawling from that. Also I really did like I loved seeing Rocket like find that family, and when they die, oh my God. Like that is just so I don't know. And then it was beautiful, like the scene in heaven or whatever you want to call it. Like it was really, I thought Rocket was going to be gone. I was like, oh, they're going to kill him. And then I liked how she was like, not yet. I'm glad none of the Guardians died, by the way. I think that was something if we're going to talk about. They were thinking, I mean, everyone was ready.
I found out last week on this podcast.
Who did you think was going to die?
No. I didn't know any. I don't watch trailers. I don't watch anything. So like last week on our Summer Some Game podcast, Alice was like, "Rocket's gonna die," and I'm like, "What? What are we even talking about right now?"
People were guessing Rocket or Drax, and I was like, "Please, like, I can't see that cute raccoon die. Like, I don't want to see that." But I was so happy none of them died. Even Peter. I didn't want Peter to die.
Yeah, he died. Let's be honest. Peter's dead.
How he survived?
Yeah. Why did they have to do that? I mean, they didn't do it in the first Guardians movie, you know.
Well, we know why, because he's coming back. I mean, if he wasn't coming back, it would make sense. They probably would have killed him, but he's coming back. So there you go.
I just realized something. Why Peter didn't like inflate, you know, like he did here in the first movie. I just realized why that didn't happen. It's because he was still half. Celestial. So that's why in this movie, since Ego's dead now, that's why it actually looked like what would happen to you if you decompressed in space.
Yeah, he's dead. Let's just be clear.
He's 100% dead. His insides would have liquefied.
He's dead. Guys, he's dead. There's no question. All right, there you go. That's there's some SIF spoil stuff for you. Thank you for tuning in, and we will be back the next time we need to ruin something for you. Bye.
Bye.